the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game. It's a Fireball Hot Take Friday. We will be live out at Nashville Underground, which should be a lot of fun. We'll be live out at Nashville Underground on Sunday for the pregame show, 9:30. Chris Sanders will be hanging out with us. Of course, the pregame show out at Nashville Underground will get you ready for the big game, the Titans versus the Colts. Nashville Underground on Broadway, brought to you by Boda Box Wine, Wholesale Inc. and Mount Juliet, Kubota Tractors, your Middle Tennessee Kubota dealers, and Tate Granite, a division of Tate Ornamental. That should be a lot of fun, Floyd.
It was. Will be.
There on Sunday. So for the game on Sunday, there are, in my opinion, there are two things the Titans have to do in order to win. Or maybe they don't have to do, but if they do, they will for sure win. And I am confident they will do one. I think they'll do another. And I feel like Floyd has no faith in either. So I want to start with the two things. Number one, I think they have to get to Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck has not been hit. Andrew Luck has not been sacked. Andrew Luck has not been pressured. And I don't know that they're going to get to Andrew Luck or not, but Dean Pease, outside of Flacco, for some reason, Dean Pease has gotten a lot of these quarterbacks. He put some heat on Phillip Rivers, put a ton of heat on Dak, put a ton of heat on Brady. I don't know why Luck would be any different, but I'm not sure you're very confident they'll be able to get to Andrew Luck. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not real. If I was going to list the things that we had to do to win, I think that would be an option because I always hated to tell them to do something that they know they can't do. You know, so I mean, I just think it's going to be hard. The ball is coming out too quick. Now, if you can do something to force him to hold the ball. You know, he has to double clutch it. He has to move. He has to then, you know, all bets are off. Now you've got a shot. But if he drops back and that back foot hits and the ball coming out, you're not going to get to him.
The other thing that I think they will do, which I know you have no faith in, I think they take Eric Ebron out of the game. I think Dean Pease takes Eric Ebron away. And I don't know if that's doubling him, if that's a guy like Vaccaro's job. Vaccaro has done an excellent job this year. He's an athletic guy that can match up. But I think they take him out of the game. I think Ebron, he'll get some catches. He'll get, you know, a little bit. But I don't think he's going to get 11 yards a pop like he's getting right now. He's got 9 touchdowns on the season. I don't think they'll let him score a touchdown. I do believe Dean Pease takes Ebron out of the game. That I feel really solid about, and I know you're worried about that one and probably not thinking they can do it.
Well, I'm worried about it. They've got 5 tight ends, you know. We're not even talking Jack Doyle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what Jack Doyle has done to us in the past?
He's fumbled away to the Titans a lot, too. But yeah.
He has killed us. I mean, we have not covered him since day one, and he's the backup. So I mean, but they've got 5 tight ends, and these guys, I mean, all of them get in there and play. I think that's part of the mystique with this offense is it's what they're doing from a formation standpoint and from a getting the ball out standpoint is, I mean, it, to me, is really, really impressive because I know how hard that is. But if you're going to give me a choice, you know, do I want – T.Y. Hilton catching the ball or Ebron catching the ball? Go ahead and let Ebron catch the ball now. Let's be sure we take Hilton out of it.
Well, I think they're going to do with Hilton.
And he hasn't had a great year, you know.
Well, I think they're going to do with Hilton exactly what they did with Gordon last week. I think Adoree, you got him. And Adoree did a good job on Keenan Allen in the Chargers game. He did a good job. I don't even remember calling his name out in the Dallas game. And they, whenever they wanted to get a completion, they moved Cooper or whoever over to Butler's side. And he did a great job on Josh Gordon. I mean, do you remember how we talked about that last week? We did not remember Adoree's name being called in the Dallas game. That is, to me, is the ultimate sign of respect from Coach Clapp, Jason Garrett, for him to say, hey, I do not want to throw the ball to Adoree Jackson. That is like Deion Sanders treatment. Now, I don't think he's Deion Sanders, but he's playing some good ball, and I feel like if you put Adoree on T.Y. Hilton, I feel really good about Adoree covering T.Y. Hilton because I think Adoree's really, really good.
He is really, really good.
So I'm not even worried about Hilton. Now, Nyheim Hines, the running back, I'm worried about him now. I'm worried about him. I'm worried about Chester Rogers. Those guys, yes. Like the other guys that we don't really know about, but I do think Dean will take Ebron out of the game. Let's go to your phone. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Very important note. This coming from Zach Kiefer, who covers the Colts for the Indianapolis Star. He says, Colts safety Malik Hooker has missed his third straight day of practice, and he is unlikely to play versus the Titans on Sunday. What do you make of that?
That would help.
That's a big one.
He's a good player.
Hooker, I mean, didn't he have like a hamstring injury coming out before the draft, and it kind of dropped him down a little bit? But had Hooker been – I remember people saying, had Hooker – not had injury problems at Ohio State, he and Lattimore both maybe, that he would have been in play for the Titans at five.
Well, I think that's part of his problem. Because last year he got dinged up. I think he went on IR like the second half of the year or something. And here he is dinged up again, not practicing. So for whatever reason, but he is a good player, and if he's not playing, I'm happy about that.
Let's go to your phones on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. Dean is up next on the Colts tight ends. Thank you for calling. What's up, Dean?
Good afternoon, boys. Nice show.
Thank you.
Floyd, you made the point earlier about the Colts using so many tight ends and running backs in the passing game. Is that part of the reason possibly they haven't been sacked so many times, because the linebackers are getting tied up early, and if they release them and the backs have to come up, there's that moment that Luck is taking advantage of them. I'm going to hang up, love you, hear your answer.
Thank you.
Yeah, there could be something to that. And just a second ago, Jared said, well, we'll just put Jackson out there and take T.Y. Hilton away. And I can understand that. The problem is that puts Woodyard on Ebron. Or it puts, depending on what coverage you play. I mean, if they go three receivers, I mean, that eats up your safeties. So now you're going with a linebacker on Ebron or Doyle or whoever that is inside.
Can Jayon play with him? I mean, we learned last year Jayon Brown is not, he can't play with Kelce or Gronk.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, I got to see it. I mean, I'd like to think that, but I need to see it.
Ken Evans, we talked about this in a production meeting today. Rashawn Evans has done nothing this year.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I don't think.
Is he a bust?
No, I don't think. We just don't know what he is. I mean, but you're not going to put a guy. I mean, he's not even played. I mean, you're not going to put him on a guy that's just scored three touchdowns.
When does he? When do they, plan on putting him out on the football
field? I don't know.
I mean, I'm trying to figure that out. We were talking about that in a production meeting. Like, is he this year's version of Corey Davis where, like, just, I'm sorry, we'll see you next year, Rashawn Evans.
We got to start sending him to a six-year contract because we only get five.
Bill is up next on the defense. Thank you for calling, and thank you for holding. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was going to, I'm thinking that, I think Telfer Pound, Luck, he can come out firing. If he's on, we might get in trouble pretty fast. And I think the one thing is you got to keep him off balance because, man, if this turns into a 21-0 thing off the gate, we're just not coming back from that. And I think the biggest thing is the defense has to hold up, and maybe, our offense can put up 21, maybe 25, and we just cannot go pound to pound throwing the ball back and forth with them.
Well, Bill, I'll say this about the defense. Thank you for your call. If your defense doesn't hold their end of the deal, you lose every game. There is not a game on the schedule that if your defense does not play well, which is how they've played all year, you lose. Because you're a defensive team. I mean, we said this at the start of the show. Titan ball is Mariota throwing for 230 a game. That's what we want. That is Titan ball. That's what you want. You want 230 a game, and you want him to rush for a touchdown and throw two, and you want to score 24 points. That is how you win. Well, if your defense doesn't play well, then you're gonna give up 35, and it's not gonna matter if you score 24 points. That's how this team is built. That's what this team does.
Well, I
Titan ball.
I get Titan ball.
Titan ball.
Play good in the red zone, and quarterback can't turn it over.
Don't turn it over. Throw for 230. Mitch up next on the Titans. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, guys. I feel both teams are, Tennessee Vols and the Titans. I think just coming off last week's game, confidence, and, they both still have something to prove. I think it's going to be a blowout for both teams this weekend. I'll say blowout. I don't mean we're going to kill them by like 28 points. I think it's going to be a 14-point game that doesn't even feel that close. Secondly, Jared, man, at the beginning of the season, I called in. I said the Vols will have a better record than the Titans. Now, I turned a little bit on the Titans, but you kind of dismissed me because I underestimated West Virginia, but that pick's turning out closer than you thought, I think, buddy.
I mean, the Vols were hoping can win 7 games this year. The Titans, if they win 7 games, it will be a monumental disaster of a season.
I agree, but at the time we had just lost Delanie Walker, man. It's kind of pitiful back in them days.
I mean, again, I appreciate your call. If the Titans win 7 games, it will be an unmitigated disaster. If the Vols win 7 games, it will be celebrated with a parade. Like, they will print up hats and T-shirts if they win 7 games. So I would just say, I feel pretty safe the Titans will win more games than the Vols this year. And honestly, I don't even remember that call, so I don't even know what I said then. We do get those from time to time where someone calls in like, hey, guys,
I called in six months ago,
and I said, you remember my call? And Floyd always goes, oh, yeah. But the truth is, I don't even remember who called last hour. Like, I don't know. We've only taken about 5 million calls. Maybe if we were like another show that just talked about Twitter all day and, you know, didn't really get a lot of callers, then I would understand that. But we just get calls and calls and calls, so you just all run together. Corey Curtis from News 2. I do remember when we talked to Corey. And Corey said some things on the midday show that
this is going to be a little spat here. I can see it
maybe,
coming.
Maybe, maybe not. He will join us next on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. Hey, do you want to have a premium experience at the 2019 SEC Men's Basketball Tournament? Then call 615-770-7800 now to secure access to suites, club seats, or the Lexus Lounge at Bridgestone Arena. 615-770-7800. For the SEC Men's Basketball Tournament. Jared the GM are live from the Game National Studios, presented by Wholesale Inc. in Mount Juliet. Hey, I want to tell all you about how much I love this weekend because I know I've got a big birthday celebration. Happy birthday, Priya! A big birthday celebration, and I know we're going to be celebrating with Ice Cold Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. Oh, man, does Ice Cold Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey taste so good, and does it go down so smooth? And that's why I know that that birthday celebration is going to be rocking and rolling thanks to Fireball. That's right. Ice Cold Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. Ignite the night. Please do it responsibly. Be 21 years or older to enjoy. That is Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. Corey Curtis from News 2 is next on Jared and the GM. Fireball Hot Take Friday. The injury report is out for the Titans. Only one guy is out. That is David Flewellen, the running back. And Mike says he's going to be out for a little bit. Corey Levin returned to practice, full participant. Tajay Sharp is questionable. I guess he practiced fine on Wednesday and Thursday, but Tajay was limited today. Derek Morgan, Dan Cruikshank, Jack Conklin were all full. Quentin Spain was a limited. He's questionable. Taywan Taylor didn't practice all week. He is questionable, and that's it. For the Colts, Ryan Hewitt, whoever that is a tight end. He's out. Malik Hooker did not practice all week and is questionable with both a hip and an illness, which is new for Malik Hooker, their safety, so look out for that. Mike Mitchell, the safety, was a full participant. Eric Swope, the tight end, is out. Nate Harrison, whoever that is questionable. DJ Killings, the corner, is out. Ryan Kelly did not practice today with a knee. Darius Leonard did not practice today with a hamstring. And Quentin Nelson did not practice today with a back injury. Let me say this. If the guys who did not practice today, if they do not play on Sunday for the Colts, if Malik Hooker, Quentin Nelson, Ryan Kelly, and Darius Leonard do not play on Sunday for the Colts, I like my chances.
Yeah, they certainly improved.
Well, the one to watch for is Darius Leonard, the linebacker, who's the leading tackler in the NFL. Darius Leonard is a hamstring injury, and he practiced full Wednesday and Thursday and did not practice on Friday.
Huh. Must have tweaked it today somehow.
Well, if you're a middle linebacker and you're a big-time tackler and you hurt that hammy, that is going to be hard to play on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it just depends on how severe it is.
Corey Curtis, News 2, joins us now on the show. Corey was hosting the midday today. So I took umbrage with one thing that you said on the show, Corey, today that I vehemently disagree, or I shouldn't say disagree with. I don't understand, I guess is probably my better way of saying it. So I believe if the Titans go to Indianapolis and they play Titan ball, where they don't turn the ball over, they play defense especially well in the red zone, that they will beat Andrew Luck and the Colts. And I heard you talking with Nick today, and you were like, well, that's what Jared thinks. And Nick's like, well, I agree. And you were like, well, I agree too, but I don't agree. And I also, and you didn't really have a reason there. And you called in Matt earlier this week. So do you agree or do you not agree? If the Titans go to Indy and play Titan ball, will they win? Yes or no?
This is where we disagree. If they go in and play their game, I really like their chances to win. You were completely dismissive of the Colts' ability to put up a fight and to make plays, and I think that that's wrong. Andrew Luck can make plays. Eric Ebron, T.Y. Hilton, these guys all can make plays. Darius Leonard, you know, all it takes is for him to come in, get a strip sack in a score, and all of a sudden you're down 14-0. These guys have the ability to make those kind of plays. You know, sometimes your opponent does make plays, even when you're playing well. These guys have some guys who can do that. They have replenished the roster some. They have a ways to go. I'm not dismissive of the Colts. Like, I would be, if they played the Raiders, I would be completely dismissive of the Raiders right now. I am not completely dismissive of the Colts.
Okay, and I don't think the Colts are as bad as the Raiders. I would say this, though. I think the reason that the Colts are playing better is because they have been playing the Raiders. And I go,
and the Bills.
And the Bills, and the Jets, and the Jags. And I have no idea what's wrong with Jacksonville other than the everything. And so I look at this Colts game, and I think on a scale of 1 to 10, how disappointing of a loss would Sunday be?
An 8. I think it'd be pretty disappointing.
Ooh. Why?
Because you think you're better than they are? Because you are on the up in position to contend for a playoff spot in the division, and it would be the second time you've put yourself in that spot and then come up empty in a critical situation. You know, this is about taking the next step if you're the Tennessee Titans, and it would be a failure to take that step.
Andrew, even though I think there are probably enough new players on this team that they, you know, being that Luck has missed a lot of time, he hasn't been through the, you know, Luck has beaten us 9 straight times and all of that stuff. So I'm not sure it'll be a factor for us. But that has to be a tremendous confidence booster to him, because he does know it.
Well, I mean, we had Mike Wells on, who's a ESPN reporter who covers the Colts, and you listen to the tone of his voice, and it's just like, Luck's playing the Colts. I mean, Luck's playing the Titans.
Yeah.
Colts are going to win. I mean, for them, it's a given with Luck. And I think some of that can be contagious, where you kind of feel bulletproof because of the guy that's out there pulling the trigger. And I think, you know, players – Floyd, you remember 2003? You guys went down to Houston, and you fell behind the Texans late. But there was no question in my mind Steve was going to find a way to win that game. What happened on 4th and 26?
Yeah.
Big completion. Back in the end zone, and you won the game.
Big completion.
And I think Luck carries some of that swag with him, don't you?
I mean, I have to believe he does. I mean, he's got to be totally confident in everything he does. What are your thoughts about their young offensive line? I mean, I'm looking at, you know, Luck hasn't been hit but 9 times in 4 games, and they're running the ball. I mean, both running backs are averaging over 4.5 yards a carry.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. When the draft was coming around, there were 2 offensive guards that I had circled for the Titans in the draft, and their names were Quentin Nelson and Braden Smith. And the Colts snagged them in rounds 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I really like their draft. I really like the guys they took. I mean, because to me, Quentin Nelson is a tone setter for a football team because of just the way he approaches the game and how physical of a player he is. He can be a guy, I mean, like, you know, Taylor Lewan is a tone setter for the Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. I think Quentin Nelson can be that guy. But they've got I think virtually every guy on their line is a first or a second round pick. I mean, they've legitimately finally addressed that part of the field. It shouldn't be a surprise that it's paying off. Mm-hmm. I mean, those guys are good, and if you're a Titans fan, unfortunately, I think they're going to be good for a while.
Corey Curtis, News 2, is our guest here on the show. Okay, so, good Mariota, bad Mariota. He's been good Mariota the last couple of weeks. Why has he been good Mariota, and is good Mariota here to stay?
Well, I look at this differently than most of you guys do, because I think Mariota's good. Now, does that mean there are games...
Wait a minute, do I not think... I am Mariota's biggest defender.
But you're talking about a good one and a bad one. Listen, when his when his line protects him, when his receivers actually catch the football and run the right routes, how much better of a quarterback is he because Jonnu Smith has caught the ball the last 2 weeks than when Jonnu Smith drops the ball? Okay, it doesn't make him any different. It just makes him more successful because his receivers have executed the play. Okay, I don't worry about Mariota. I just don't. I think, you know, listen, he can make plays that change a game, and I have way more faith in him to do that than to make plays that lose you football games. Does that mean he's going to go through the entire season without turnovers? No. Quarterbacks turn the ball over. How many turnovers does Andrew Luck have this year? He's thrown 9 interceptions. Okay? So he's thrown 9 interceptions. It happens. When you have the ball that much, you turn the football over sometimes. Now, fewer times is better. I don't worry about Andrew Luck headed into this game. Marcus Mariota.
Yeah. We've talked before, but I've heard Marcus say two things or a couple things in the last week or so that really makes me believe he's starting to get into this offense. You know, one, when he starts talking about receivers and their body language and, you know, the little things that all these veteran quarterbacks look for in a receiver. The second thing was when they were talking about, he was talking to, and LaFleur was talking about the ability to shake off the call. You know, the ability to get to the coordinator and say, I don't like the play, and the coordinator going, okay, cool, and let's try this.
Yeah, I mean, that confidence in your relationship and I think also your confidence in what the offense is and what you can counter with it. I think and those are all confidence words. And I think that's taking an ownership in it and having a better understanding when you get to the line of scrimmage of what's about to happen. And when you have that, the anticipation can come with it so that the receiver is now catching the ball coming out of his break instead of waiting for it coming out of his break. And, you know, you've seen some of those passes happen in the last couple of weeks as well. Mm-hmm. And Floyd, I know you've talked about it. We all talked about it. It was going to take 4, 6, 8 weeks for this to start to come together. So it shouldn't be that big of a surprise that we're hitting that point now. It's just nice to see.
Corey Curtis, News 2, our guest, Fireball Hot Take Friday. What's your hot take of the week, Corey?
I think if you're going to rip on people, you need to accurately portray what they say. That's all I'm saying. I walk in a room and I hear this. Okay, first off, I turn on the radio on my way home and I hear this. Corey Curtis doesn't like Derrick Henry.
Oh,
Corey
you
Curtis
hate Derrick
doesn't
Henry.
Trust Derrick Henry. Blah, 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 blah. The response was to some juvenile radio host saying, I think
handsome
Frank
juvenile.
Reich is shaking in his boots over the Titans' backup running back.
I think Frank Reich is worried about Henry. I'd be worried about Henry if I was him.
You know why he needs to be worried about Henry? Because if Henry gets the ball double-figure times, it means his team was down by 10 points.
I don't know. Last year they went to Indianapolis. Nothing worked. They gave it to Derrick Henry. They won the game.
That was a different coaching staff.
I'm just saying.
Coaching staff that didn't have Deion Lewis to give the football to in the running game and the passing game. Listen, it's Deion Lewis' backfield. Derrick Henry's a big, strong guy, and he's there to finish things off. But that's the way it is right now.
Derrick
he's a limited player.
Won the game last week at last year at Indianapolis.
So Derrick Henry, all by himself, went out there and won that football game. I'll have to go watch that one all over again.
Yes, please do. Corey Curtis, News
I think,
2.
Didn't Delanie Walker score a touchdown in that game, too?
It was aided by Derrick Henry. Corey Curtis, News 2, here on the show. As always, we'll talk to you next week, Corey.
Thanks, Corey.
You guys have a great show. Thanks.
Thanks, Corey. Jared and the GM, okay. Derrick Henry won them that game. You can at least admit with Derrick.
This is what I love. I love to hear you get in arguments with guys like that, and that kind of argument, because I know that he's going back to the studio right now saying, how does Floyd do that? Floyd's got to be a saint to put up with that every day. So it makes me feel better about myself.
But just like with you most of the time and with him there, I'm right.
Oh, of course.
I am right
of
about
course.
Derrick Henry winning them the game at Indianapolis last year. He won them that game. 615-737-1025. Speaking of arguing between Jared and Floyd, I don't know how Floyd's going to answer the question I have about the Colts game. But I'm going to assume that we will argue over this. and it involves how good that Indy team really is. Next on Jared and the GM, it's ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. Get your picks in now for Silly Underdog Picks before the weekend's college football games begin. Visit thegamenashville.com. Play Silly Underdog Picks today. The weekly winner will get a pair of tickets to the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl Friday, December 28th at Nissan Stadium, brought to you by Volunteer Hose and Gasket, right here on Jared and the GM. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game.
And I look at Andrew Luck, and those first few years, man, he didn't have an O-line. He didn't have a running game. Now he has both. Logan Ryan, when you look at the film of Andrew Luck, what do you see? What jumps out to you? Because this is the biggest Titans game in the regular season, Logan, I can remember in years. What do you see?
I see that he's healthy. I mean, he's throwing the ball like Andrew Luck does. And early in his career, when he was healthy and had some protection, he was an MVP candidate. So that's what it is. The last three games, he hasn't got sacked. I mean, that's the key. If you give any quarterback, or especially a good one, some time in this league, they can pick you apart.
That was Logan Ryan on The Herd with Colin Cowherd, which, by the way, was a great interview. Colin asked a lot of good questions. So I am not – like, I remember the old Colts days, the old rivalries with the Colts, when Floyd's Titans would go to Indianapolis, whether it was the divisional round of the playoffs or in the AFC South. And that was a good Colts team, and that was a good battle and a good game. And I just don't feel it in this game. I just can't buy the Colts hype. I can't buy it. And everywhere I turn, Floyd's sitting here buying, drinking the Colts Kool-Aid because they beat Oakland and Jacksonville. And even Phil Sims on Inside the NFL. Phil Sims was drinking the Colts Kool-Aid this week. This is what Phil Sims said.
The thing I learned, Andrew Luck, all the years he's been in the NFL, no protection, getting hurt. He's gone four straight games without getting sacked. He played the great Jacksonville defense. Well, maybe not this year. He only hit the ground once in a game. So I give a lot of credit.
To the head coach there?
To the head coach, Frank Reich. You know, his Boomer's college roommate. Got to get that in there. But a great design, just great design. Right. And they've really solidified the offensive line where they have a chance now going forward to be a team to look out for.
So is Frank Reich being missed in Philadelphia?
Oh, yes. He is definitely being missed. Okay. When you watch what they're doing in Indianapolis and their play design and some of the creativity, you go, boy, they could use some of that.
So I don't know anything about Reich. I mean, I know he got fired in San Diego, hired in Philadelphia. They won the Super Bowl. He was like their fifth choice, and he took the job because he was the only guy left. I don't know if he's a good coach, not a good coach. I have no idea about any of the Frank Reich stuff. But I just can't buy the Colts hype like you and Boomer and Phil Sims and all of those guys now are all just, oh, the Colts. And I can't buy it. I don't know why I can't.
Does that tell you something?
I know.
When it's you on one side and me and
Phil. I know.
On the other side.
I know.
Okay.
I know. I should buy it. I should say, you know, hey, they're scoring 90,000 a game against Oakland and the Jets and Jacksonville, but I just can't do it. Why do you buy the hype so much?
I don't know what there isn't to buy. The offensive line is great. The quarterback is not getting hit. He is number two in the league in throwing touchdown passes, and he's got tight ends to throw to. And the tight ends are off the charts. We haven't even talked about the running backs.
Naeem Hines.
They've got two running backs that are averaging 4.5 yards a crack. I mean, I don't know. And they've got, you know, arguably the second best quarterback in the AFC. So, I mean, I just think they're really, really good. And you know what? Their defense isn't where they want it to be. I would agree. But you know what? They have more sacks than we do. They have more interceptions than we do. I mean, they're created more fumbles. I think they're leading the league in causing fumbles. So, I mean, there are things. They've got big play defense, and the quarterback and the offense is rolling. And you know, if you can't say that about whatever team you're with, then I think it's a problem.
I just think the wins of their wins.
I don't see you're trying to compare that. That doesn't matter. None of that matters.
Well, but they're not beating any good
teams. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's the NFL. How many games have we gone into playing a team that we thought was no good that just spanked us? I mean, it's happened every year. Baltimore. You talk about that. So, I mean, I think that you can't look back and say, well, they, you know, lost to so-and-so. It's like us. You know, are you going to, if you're in Indy right now, are you telling them about the fact that they just beat New England and spanked them? Or are you telling them that, hey, you know what, they played Buffalo, they were awful. They played Baltimore, they were awful. So, you know, that's a team we're going against. Don't worry about these guys. No, you're not saying that.
I know, but, I mean, the record of the teams that they have beaten is 13-24. You know, and that is, and of the 13, six of those belong to the week two win over the Redskins. You know, week two, what? Who knows what's going on? They're beating 1-win Oakland, 3-win Buffalo, 3-win Jacksonville. Nah. You know, like, if they had gone out and beat, no offense, but if they had gone out and beaten New England, then I would feel okay about, you know, I would feel okay about that. But they're not beating New England. They're not. There's no good teams on the schedule that they've beaten other than maybe Washington. And that just is hard for me to get over. Like, it's easy for me to think, okay, you know what? They should, with their quarterback alone. We talked about this with Rodgers, right? How bad are the Green Bay Packers without Aaron Rodgers? This season, that Packer team we saw last night, they're 4-5-1 right now. What is their record if Aaron Rodgers is not their starting quarterback?
Oh, yeah, they're
3-13?
Yeah, I don't know, whatever.
I mean, they are awful. Well, the quarterback alone should put you over the top in the Oakland game. He should put you over the top in the Buffalo game. Like, that quarterback is that good. The quarterback, I think he's great. I think he's good. But that's... I mean, the rest of it, they lost to the Jets. The Jets. The Jets. And it wasn't like they lost to the Jets in week one. They lost to the Jets a month ago. The stinky Jets, who I thought were going to fire their coach this past week. So I just can't buy the hype. I hope the team buys the hype. Like, I hope the team thinks they're playing the greatest team that ever lived, especially Corey Davis, because when Corey Davis is going up against a good team, Corey Davis plays well. But I just don't know if I can drink the Colts Kool-Aid and believe that they're some kind of great team when it's Oakland.
Okay.
Let's take your calls. Here's the question. The GM and everybody else are on TV are buying the Colts hype, that the Colts are a good team. You think the Colts are good, right?
No, I think we should go there and kill them.
I mean, I think if you go out there and play horrible. Titan ball, I think it will be like the
Titan
Dallas game.
Titan ball. Well, we're learning a lot today.
Oh,
now we got Titan ball.
Okay, who do you think is better, the Colts or Dallas?
What?
Who do you think is better, the Colts or Dallas?
Colts.
I don't know.
Colts.
I don't know.
Okay.
Who do you think is better, the Colts or the Jets? Jets 42, Colts 34. Here's the question for the callers, and we'll get right to you. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Do you buy the Colts hype? Yes or no? Why? Because I just feel like if they go and play Titan ball on Sunday at Indy, they should win this game. ESPN 102.5 The Game is teamed up with Family Leisure of Franklin, Nashco Furniture, and Alumni Hall for the Ultimate Fan Cave Giveaway. Sign up now for your chance to win a foosball table, foosball Bobby Boucher, state-of-the-art reclining sofa, $700 worth of collegiate fan decor, and a Preds jersey, and so much more. Go to thegamenashville.com or the Game mobile app for more details and to sign up to win over $5,000 in prize value today. It's Jared and the GM on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game.
The one thing I will say is they have twin brains, Frank and Andrew Luck. They are perfect for each other, and they're getting the best out of each other.
Boomer Esiason, he believes. So Boomer Esiason, Phil Simms, Floyd Reese, all drinking the Colts Kool-Aid. And I would say that Boomer Esiason, Phil Simms, and Floyd Reese are all, at least on some level or another, a little bit more accomplished in the NFL than I am.
Okay.
Maybe just a little bit, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, I have this theory. This is a theory that I'm trying to live by in my life, you know, from a philosophical standpoint. Like, if I'm dating a woman and all of my friends hate her, and they're like, she stinks. then that's kind of like, you know, your friends are telling you that because they're trying to help you out, right?
Probably.
Okay, so Boomer, Phil, and you all believe in the Colts hype, and yet I just can't see it. And I've always told myself, if all my friends tell me a girl I'm dating sucks, I'm going to get rid of her because that means that she's bad for me or all of those things. And that my friends are generally like right because they're looking out for me. Well, I'd like to think that you're my friend. I don't know Phil or Boomer Esiason, but they love them. So what's that tell you? That everybody's drinking the Colts hype except for me?
Right. Well, I mean, you know, I think we look at it differently. The view is a little different.
Let's go to the calls. 615-737-1025. Frank is up next on the Colts hype. Thank you for calling. Go ahead, Frank.
I just want to ask Jim, what you going to do when Titans beat him by 3 scores?
Oh, God, I would love that.
I will love it.
Thank you, Frank. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I
will be thrilled.
I want to make an agreement on this show right now. Ian, are you listening? Okay, I want to make an agreement on this show. I want you to agree to this. If the Titans spank the Colts, I mean spank them, then on Titans Monday, on Monday, you've got to listen to me gloat for 2 minutes about, I told you to not drink the Colts Kool-Aid. I told you all they've done is beat Oakland and the Jets. I told you that they're not that good. Just for 2 minutes. It's all you got to do.
As long as for the other 2 minutes, if the other opposite happens, I can tell you how dumb you are.
Oh, please. Please. I mean, I am not a flip-flopper contrary to popular opinion. I think I am a very, you know, status quo, tell it like it is, you know, a man of my conviction. And so I all week.
Forgive him, Lord. He doesn't know what he's saying.
I all week have not worried about Indianapolis. I have worried about the Titans. This game scares me now. I mean, I left that stadium thinking, oh, God, here comes Indy. And it wasn't about Indy. It was about you. And we talked about the Buffalo game all Buffalo week. I remember the Wednesday of Buffalo week was, if these Titans are the new Titans, they will beat Buffalo because the Munchak Titans would never win that game and the Malarkey Titans would never win that game and the Wizenhunt Titans never won a game. So, but like, that we said that they would win that game because the new Titans, the old Titans lose games like that. And then they went out there and in old Titan fashion went and lost it. That is old Titan ball. We're talking about new Titan ball nowadays. And so I felt that way about this game, and I still feel that way. But just like Buffalo, Buffalo didn't worry me on that Sunday. Tennessee at Buffalo worried me that Sunday. Just like Tennessee worries me at Indianapolis this week. If the Titans go out there, and I know you're tired of me saying this, but if they go out there and they do what, Floyd?
I have no clue.
Play Titan ball.
Oh, yes,
if they go out there and play Titan ball on Sunday, and we all know what Titan ball is.
No, we have no clue.
We've been over it.
No.
Do not turn it over.
I know. We've tried.
Marcus 230.
But I don't know
good
what
defense in the red zone. If they do that, they'll win because I just don't think the Colts are that kind of team that's capable of beating them if they play their game. And that's just how I feel about it. And maybe I'm an idiot. Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, chances are I probably am.
Maybe.
But I don't love the Colts that much, and I know you do, and I think I agree with I don't think they're going by 3 scores, but I mean, if they do. So are we making our agreement that if the Titans win by
that is no agreement. I mean, whether we have an agreement or not, if you should luck out and be right, I mean, you're going to gloat for a lot longer than 2 minutes. Agreement or no. So, I mean, what is that? And if you lose, you'll be pointing the finger at somebody else now. It won't be at you.
I was
that
thinking about this
coach,
earlier.
That dumb quarterback.
I was
that
thinking
dumb
about I was,
defense.
I was thinking about this about 20 seconds ago. I was like, who am I going to blame if they lose?
There you go.
Yeah, and that was literally something I was thinking about. You know, is it going to be Vrabel's fault if they lose? Does Vrabel need to put them to a point to where Buffalo doesn't happen again? I think that's worth talking about. Do you know, hey, they learned from Buffalo. I think they learned from Buffalo. So does Vrabel need to, I don't know. What about Marcus? I don't know. I don't know. Except I know that they need to win. That much I can tell you. I know they need to win. That's not really that big of a statement, is it?
Not much of a shocker.
And I'll say this. I think Indianapolis, for them, I think their season may be down the toilet if they lose to the Titans on Sunday, which is another thing to worry about. Let's go back to your phones. Larry is up next. 615-737-1025. What's up, Larry?
Fellas, Floyd, Jared, and you're not an idiot, at least not today, buddy.
Hey.
This is why we're going to win. The NFL is about the haves and the have-nots. I'm talking about the quarterback position. The first two or three weeks of the season, we were the have-nots. And right now, we are the haves because Marcus is hot. And if he's playing like this come Sunday, like he has been, no problem. Going to 6-4. Book it.
Floyd, thank you for the call, Larry.
I'm open. But, I mean, if we're talking about hot quarterbacks, a quarterback's not near as hot as Luck.
Played the Raiders.
If they, one's got 26 touchdowns, I think, and the other's got seven.
Don't forget the rushing touchdowns.
Is there any difference between 26 and seven?
Do we not? The rushing touchdowns are an important part of Titan ball.
It's incredible.
Andrew Luck this year rushing, trying to pull it up. I mean, I think the rushing touchdowns are, again, from Marcus, are a part of Titan ball that's very important that we don't forget about. I would just like to throw that out there. Let's go to Gorilla, who's up next. What's up, Gorilla?
What's going on, guys? Floyd Reese.
Sir.
I can't believe I'm hearing this from you, man. Early on in the segment, you were speaking in reference to L.A. and what they are able to do. From a throwing the ball, running the ball, all the above, and how dynamic. And I guess you were referring to Indy's offense as well. Do you remember 99?
Oh, yeah.
When we had a solid defense, a middle of the road offense going up against the greatest show on turf.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now, you give us no chance against them. Andrew Luck has played nobody thus far. Let's see what we got. And I will say, and then I'll listen to you guys off the air. These are games that good teams win. So the verdict is still out on the Titans, whether we're a good team or not. We win this game here, we're a good team.
Thank you for your call. Floyd, your thoughts.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. I mean, he's right. I mean, I think if we win, we step up the ladder.
I'm just not ready to just put the 99 Titans in the same breath with this team. No offense to this team, but this team is not the 99 Titans.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different team. I think he's referencing the fact that, you know, the defense was
to Indianapolis in the playoffs and shut Peyton Manning down. Now, I heard that the reason that you guys shut them down was because Eddie Robinson picked up on their calls, and he and Blaine Bishop knew what side the ball was being run to every time. Now, can you validate that rumor for me or no?
Never heard of that. I have no clue.
So why do you have such a big smile?
If
you did have their signals and won the game because you had their signals, would you admit to that? Could you still get fined by the NFL for something like that? Is there like a statute of limitations
I think they can find you
for those kind of things? 615-737-1025 is the phone number, 615-737-1025. I've heard it all week, and I've heard it from everybody, and I'm here to tell you that it absolutely, unequivocally does not matter surrounding Sunday's game. We'll get to that coming up next on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. Hey, today the Ford Ice Center is offering a free public skate session from 7:30 to 9 for any skater that brings three or more non-perishable food items to donate. All donations will be benefiting the branch of Nashville right here in Antioch. Leading up to the skate, there will be some great high school hockey that evening, as well as MTSU ice hockey playing UAH. Ford Ice Center is located at 5264 Hickory Hollow Parkway in Antioch. It's Jared and the GM right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game and streaming on the Game Nashville app.